#Introduction. Welcome to stage one of the comprehensive user journey for advanced data scientists ** course. In this stage, we will dive into the fundamentals of machine learning. Whether you're looking to advance your career or simply broaden your understanding, this foundational stage is all about establishing the key concepts, terminologies, and processes that will serve as the backbone of your machine learning journey. Let's get started. Main content. Introduction to machine learning. Machine learning is a fascinating subfield of artificial intelligence that enables systems to learn from data and improve their performance over time. Without the need for explicit programming, think of it like teaching a child to recognize different types of fruits. Initially, you might show them various examples of apples and oranges, helping them identify the features that distinguish one from the other. Similarly, machine learning algorithms use data to learn patterns and make predictions or decisions. Machine learning is increasingly used across industries such as healthcare, e.g., predicting patient outcomes based on medical history, finance, e.g., fraud detection, and retail, e.g., personalized product recommendations. Its ability to automate decision-making and uncover insights makes it a powerful tool in today's data-driven world. Types of machine learning. Machine learning can be broadly categorized into three main types: supervised, unsupervised, and reinforcement learning. 1. Supervised learning ** involves training a model on a labeled dataset, meaning that the input data is paired with the correct output. For example, if you're building a model to predict house prices, you would train it with historical data that includes features like square footage, number of bedrooms, and the corresponding prices. The model learns from this data and can then predict prices for new houses. Example: a spam filter in email applications uses supervised learning to classify emails as spam or not spam based on labeled examples of spam and non-spam emails. 2. Unsupervised learning, on the other hand, deals with unlabeled data. The model tries to find patterns or groupings within the data without any explicit instructions. Imagine you have a collection of customer data, and you want to segment them into different groups based on purchasing behavior. Clustering algorithms can help identify those segments without prior labeling. Example: retailers use unsupervised learning to group customers into segments for targeted marketing campaigns. 3. Reinforcement learning is a bit different. Here, an agent interacts with its environment and learns through trial and error, receiving rewards or penalties based on its actions. Think of training a dog. If it sits when you ask it, it gets a treat. Reinforcement learning is often applied in scenarios like game playing or robotics, where the agent learns to navigate and make decisions in a dynamic environment. Example: self-driving cars use reinforcement learning to make decisions about steering, accelerating, and braking based on real-time road conditions. Key terminologies. As we navigate through machine learning, it's crucial to understand some key terminologies. Features ** are the individual measurable properties or characteristics of the data. In our house price example, features would include size, location, and age of the house. Example: ** in a medical dataset, features might include a patient's age, weight, and blood pressure. Labels ** are the outcomes we want to predict, such as the price of a house in our case. Example: ** in a fraud detection model. Labels could be fraudulent or non-fraudulent. Models ** are the mathematical algorithms that learn from the data. Example: a linear regression model predicts sales based on advertising spend. Training is the process of teaching the model using a dataset, while testing **** involves evaluating the model's performance on unseen data to gauge its accuracy. Example: **** training a model on historical stock market data and testing its predictions on data from the most recent quarter. # overview of algorithms. Now, let's explore some common algorithms used in machine learning. Linear regression is a simple yet powerful algorithm used for predicting a continuous outcome, like predicting sales based on advertising spend. Example: **** predicting the temperature for the next day based on historical weather data. Decision trees **** provide a visual representation of decisions and their possible consequences, making them easy to interpret. They can be used for both classification and regression tasks. Example: **** a decision tree could be used to classify loan applications as approved or denied based on factors like income and credit score. Clustering is a technique used in unsupervised learning to group similar data points together. For instance, you could use clustering to identify different customer segments based on purchasing behavior. Example: **** grouping news articles into categories like sports, politics, and technology without prior labeling. # data preprocessing. Before we can dive into coding, we need to ensure our data is in the right shape. Data preprocessing is a crucial step. This includes normalization, which adjusts the values in your dataset to a common scale, ensuring that no single feature dominates others. Example: **** if your dataset includes income ranging from $10,000 to $100,000, and age ranging from 18 to 70. Normalization ensures both features contribute equally to the model. Encoding **** categorical data into numerical values, as many algorithms require numerical input. Example: **** converting gender data, male, female, into numerical values, e.g., 0 and 1. Handling missing values, which can be done through imputation or removal, to ensure our datasets are complete and usable. Example: **** replacing missing values in a column with the mean value of that column. By preparing our data effectively, we set the stage for successful model training and accurate predictions. # conclusion. In this first stage, we've established a solid foundation in machine learning. We've explored its core concepts, types, and essential terminologies, giving you the tools necessary to navigate the field. Remember, the journey of learning machine learning is not just about understanding algorithms. It's about solving real-world problems with data-driven insights. # reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the concepts of supervised and unsupervised learning in your current role? 2. What are some examples of features and labels in a dataset you work with? 3. How do you think data preprocessing affects the performance of machine learning models? Thank you for joining this session, and I look forward to guiding you further on your data science journey.